Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right. Get more information at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. They never throw the first punch, but they're always a knockout.
Helping you navigate to and through retirement with strategies that fit your needs. 908-844-8337, TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. My name is Mark Owens. Peggy Fisher is here. Randy Fisher is here. How y'all doing this weekend?
Doing great, Mark.
We are back on a Saturday morning.
Woo!
It's good to hear safe, happy, comfortable voices because we're a couple of days away from the election. And if you scroll through social media, you turn on the news, everyone is just yelling at each other right now. And I'm not going to lie, it's exhausting.
It is. It definitely is.
You think it's? Of course you do.
I love it. I love stress and chaos. So that's what I function best under. So this is like a happy time.
I want to know how many gummies or liquor will people need after Tuesdays.
Maybe that's an investment strategy we need to talk about more.
This is a very emotional election.
Let's talk about that for a little bit here.
Or healthcare.
I know y'all recently had a couple of great seminars where it was a Trump versus Harris seminar, but it wasn't about the campaign promises. Y'all had a great seminar just talking about here's what a Trump presidency would look like to your finances. Here's what a Harris presidency would look like to your finances. How did that go? How did the audience respond to it?
For most of the folks that were there, it went over very well. You know, like I said, we are non-emotional with your money.
Some people understand facts.
Some people don't understand that at all. You know, it was very, very interesting because when Randy did put on the board, we went right from sites from Harris's site. Sites from Trump's site and put facts on a board.
Social Security website, IRS website, government budget website.
Right.
So every source was known, but unfortunately, as you can see, some people are extremely skewed at what they read and see.
Right.
And they feel that even though it's reality, and most of the room felt it was real, and it is real, came directly from the sites, in certain people's eyes, their confirmation bias was so skewed that they just couldn't see the trees, you know, the forest past the trees. So
to the fact we had one woman, Mark, who did leave. She left in the first, I'd say, 5 minutes because she just did not like what was put up on the board there.
But you said from the beginning, this is not a pro-Trump or a pro-Harris debate. This is a your finances moving forward conversation.
Yeah.
And most of the room, I think, got that.
Yes.
She was just ridiculously disruptive. You know when you have that know-it-all or that no matter what you say, you could be looking at the color green.
Yeah.
And she's telling you that it's orange stripes with polka dots.
Right.
And it doesn't matter because that's what she sees.
Yeah. For every slide that Randy put up, she said, that's not true. And he said, I'm telling you, this is from, you know, such and such.
Like, this is directly from Kamala's site.
Yeah. Right. No, that's not true. And she was the one who was 10 minutes late. Yes, that is correct.
We normally don't let people in like that.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Maybe we shouldn't have.
Good on you. Okay. No,
listen, well, you know what happens when you're nice?
What's that?
That's what happens. That's what happens. You get the short end of the stick.
908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. But Randy, Peggy, this does prove a point that we get so emotional about politics, about our money. This is something you deal with almost on a daily basis.
Realistically, think about this. And we always bring this up at least once a week, you know, hey, throw out definitions and everything else. But confirmation bias, it's literally about as human you can be. Mm-hmm. It's the natural way the brain works. You get an idea in your head and it's so tough to get it out, right? You have a different way of looking at things, or people have one way of looking at things, and it literally skews the interpretation, or their interpretation is skewed by their belief system so hard that no matter what is said, they just can't get past where they're sitting, right? People also call that thick-headed.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're thick-headed. Every single person, I don't care who you are, everybody has it to some degree. It's a matter of how rational and how open-minded you can be to have a reasonable conversation. You don't have to agree.
Yeah, right.
Nobody has to agree.
Right.
But when someone presents facts and you don't accept facts as facts,
right,
then that means that you are so blinded by your belief system that no matter what is said, there's no changing you.
But you deal with this as well. I mean, of course, obviously, we're talking about the seminar, we're talking about politics, but this also relates to putting strategies together. You can lay it out in front of somebody, and it's up to us to recognize that you're trying to put our best interest first.
Well, the negative tendencies on extreme basis is they tend to impair logical decisions,
that's
right?
That's true. Oh, yeah.
And it makes a bad scenario. To have a ridiculous amount of cognitive bias or confirmation bias within your portfolio, that's not an investment strategy. That's a wish list for only what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. And when we deal with your money, we're not emotional. We're not going to be emotional about it. We're going to try to help you the best that we can without putting any emotion into it.
Without a doubt. I mean, I'll give you another case in point. I reached out to someone who used to be a client. And unfortunately, our investment strategies didn't mix because no matter what was said, he had these passionate ideas about individual specific holdings that he was just in love with, no matter what happened. And one of them is Boeing. Boeing having a good year or a bad year?
They're having a bad year.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. In fact, I just read the other day they want to get out of the space race now. You know, they want nothing to do with space now that they got people stuck up there. On top of that, they have labor issues and they have mechanical problems and yada, 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 right? This person is so in love with them. I actually was just joking and I reached out by text and said, hey, how you doing? Just want to make sure everything is good. By the way, do you still own blah, 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 zillion shares of Boeing?
Guess what he said?
Yes, he does.
He didn't get rid of any of it.
And he said he's waiting for it to come back. That's called a sunk cost fallacy.
Okay.
That's also another bias. It's the inability to let go of the past, right? Because they have so much vested in the position that they just can't get past it. And they think that it's eventually going to come back. Well, guess what? Yeah, it is eventually going to come back. Eventually the sun's going to go down. Eventually you're going to die. When do you need the money?
Right.
Right? There has to be a strategy in why you're holding something. That's one of my favorite questions I've always asked people when they walk through the door, sitting down, having a cup of coffee about their investment choices. Why did you buy this?
Right.
To two worst answers is, I love the company.
Yeah.
Right? And my advisor told me to.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's break that down. I love the company. Do you buy Apple because you own an Apple iPhone? Yeah. You know, do I buy Honda because I have a Honda? I mean,
yeah, but if you're proud of the product, though, you know,
okay. Well, but it doesn't mean that it's an investment strategy, right? It should be part of, okay, it's a particularly good company. When you have 85% of your entire portfolio in one, two, three different stocks or three different companies, that's dumb.
908-844-8337. Really taking the emotions out of retirement planning with the help of Peggy, Randy Fisher, Liberty Financial Group, and Artemis Wealth Advisors. 908-844-8337. Randy, what would you have told the guy who has a gazillion stock into Boeing? What advice would you offer him?
What I did say was, no matter what company you have, even if you think it's the best thing since sliced bread, you shouldn't have more than a certain percentage of your entire net worth or portfolio within one specific individual fund, right? We know that diversification doesn't guarantee against loss, but it mitigates the risk. Time, all these other things can actually reduce your overall risk in a particular portfolio, but having it in a concentrated one piece of equipment is no good. We have a lot of people that walk through the door and they say, well, my portfolio is performing so good. It's great. I don't really want to make any changes. We say, let's do an X-ray of your account. Let's do a portfolio analysis, quick X-ray. It's free. We've got the computer programs to do so. We look through this thing. Next thing you know, we come back with a report. Their top 10 holdings consist of
the same things,
90% of all of their net worth because it's the same thing in every fund.
Right.
They may own six funds. Those six funds hold the top 10 holdings. So if it's all concentrated in the Magnificent Seven or a specific technology field or a sector, you are so concentrated. So when the market is going up, hey, you know what? You're doing good. But when the market is not going up or it's not performing well or something happened within that sector, you're falling out of the sky like an anvil. You shouldn't have those up and downs like look like an EKG through your portfolio.
Right.
Because then you do go through a sunk cost fallacy and you sit there going, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just lost all this money. I can't sell it now. I have to hold on to it. That's the wrong view as well. Because if it just went down one day, it may go down the next day and it may go down the next day and it may go down the next day. shouldn't have you have gotten out a little bit earlier? So then other people say, well, what about the whipsaw? If I got out, it would have went back up. Well, guess what? If you weren't in that scenario to begin with, we wouldn't have to have this conversation.
So, Randy, somebody's listening this weekend and they hear what you have to say and they're going, maybe I don't have enough diversification in my portfolio. How do we reach out to you and to Peggy and the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors?
Take these down, 908-844-8337, 908-844-8337 if you'd like to talk to us.
Peggy, we talk about it every week here. Liberty Financial Group, Artemis Wealth Advisors, that's you and that's Randy as well. So let's give a quick definition of what you can do between these two companies.
Okay, so what we do here at Liberty Financial Group, we do all the insurance side of your portfolio. We do annuities, we do life insurance, we do homeowners, we do auto insurance. We take a look at all the insurance side and make sure you're good in every aspect of that. At Artemis Wealth Advisors, that's Randy, and he does a whole wealth management side portion for you. He'll look over all of your things and make sure that you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, besides psychological evaluation.
Yeah, well,
it is a one-stop shop, 908-844-8337 to begin that conversation. And if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for your retirement, that initial consultation, no cost, no obligation. You're not required to become a client. Let's just begin the process. 908-844-8337. So we were talking about the seminar that you had last week. Of course, it was a full room. Everybody was really invested. And Peggy, you have another event coming up. Tell me about it.
Yeah, great. So we have workshops coming up. We have our first at the Clinton House in Clinton, New Jersey, and that's on Tuesday, November 12th. And then we have another workshop at Spain 92 in Raritan, and that's on Thursday, November 14th. Both are at 6:30 p.m. We'd love for our callers, anybody who calls in, call 908-844-8337, and we will make sure that you're a priority and will be pushed ahead on that list. Absolutely.
And remember, this is for post-election results,
yes,
right? So we're going to be going over, now that we know who's getting, well,
we're going to
hopefully we'll know by then. Hanging chads or, you know, it's going to the
ballot boxes on fire. I mean,
yes, exactly.
All right, let me take that back.
Yeah.
We will potentially be talking about who will be taking office come January.
You know what? And if we don't know, we'll have a bite to eat. We'll have a cocktail. We'll talk about life and we'll talk about your portfolios.
Absolutely.
We'll throw the music on. We'll have
absolutely
a little
dance.
We always save spots for our radio audience. 908-844-8337. Again, Tuesday, November the 12th or November the 14th. Whatever date fits your schedule. I want to go back and let's continue this conversation about getting ready for Tuesday's election. There was a fascinating survey from the Board of CFPs that said 80% of Americans expect their finances to suffer if their candidate doesn't win. More than that, 60% of those surveyed said that they're putting off financial decisions like buying a new home or taking the grandkids to Disney because of the election. Is that a dangerous way of thinking?
What we always ask too is a question that's asked every day, right? Is everyday life more affordable and secure today? Or were you better off 4 years ago? I mean, we talk about that all the time. But when people do come in, what we do say is, we're not, what if Armageddon is happening, whether you think whoever candidate's going to win or lose, we have, all different places put in position for you, no matter what is going to happen, that we're going to be in safe zones and we're going to have your money in safe places. So regardless of you know, if you think Armageddon's happening, you're going to be okay. We promise that.
If you take into particular situation where your candidate wins or loses, then you are going to be optimistic about what the future holds if your candidate has won, and you're going to be pessimistic if your candidate potentially loses. In an investment realm, quite frankly, I can give two you-know-whats who literally wins from that standpoint.
Right.
Although it does have implications to finances and taxes and things like that.
Right.
The world's going to go on. People are going to go. I'm still going to show up to work. We're still going to basically, you know, continue on. And no one's leaving the United States. Now, if someone does want to, call this number. It's 908-844-8337. I will buy the plane ticket for you one way. See you later.
Take you to the airport.
I will take you to the airport as well if you promise not to come back, because we just don't need this anymore in the United States. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, we just don't need to hear the BS that someone's going to basically pack up their life and move on because they didn't get what they want. You know, there's so many 50, 60, 70-year-old babies that are out there that throw themselves on the ground like two-year-olds. It's crazy. But this halo effect literally affects people's perception of how or should they conduct their life or their decision-making process, depending on what went on, right? Right. So if Donald Trump gets in, is every Democrat that is absolutely off the charts to the left of the center going to not do certain things or not invest in certain companies or be, you know, pissed off in the next 4 years? Now, they may be pissed off.
But they're going to continue to live their lives.
They're going to continue to live their lives.
Exactly.
You can't let it negatively affect you again and again and again and again. Or you saying, I'm not going to purchase that, or I'm not going to invest in that because I don't like that. Right. I'll give you another example. I've had a number of people over the last year and a half. Now that Elon Musk is kind of like switched jerseys, you know, he's no longer from the left side and the EV side and the planet. He went to the dark side.
They don't want to invest in Tesla.
Nobody wants to invest in Tesla anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, you're telling me that Tesla's a bad company because you don't like Elon Musk?
Yeah.
The guy just made $24 billion in 2 weeks ago or last week because he actually, you know, produced the earnings in which he's producing for the company.
Yeah.
The company's a great company. Does that mean you should always invest in the company? No, not really.
Right.
But it's just another example that people are skewing their investment decisions based on their ideas, their political results,
emotions. We've been saying it from the beginning, emotions, and that's what you do. You help take the emotions.
We are non-emotional with your money, everyone.
Methodical, mathematical, non-emotional.
Exactly.
So you mentioned 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. You mentioned those who say, well, if so-and-so wins, I'm leaving the country. I love this country. Of course, we are flawed. We have problems, but I love the United States of America. There was a survey from the Mercer CFA Institute that gave out grades about retirement systems across the world. They gave the United States a grade when it comes to retirement of C+. That's 29th out of 48 countries. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like there are opportunities that we're missing, or do you feel like that there it is structured so that we are an uphill battle when it comes to creating the right portfolios for retirement?
Well, I think with I've been to other countries and I've talked to other people. Like I was just in Austria last year, and you know, it's a very different scenario. They take care of you know, their retirees. They make sure that they have health care, but at the same time, and paid for. You know, it's part of your taxes. Where here, you know, we don't have that. But what they say is it can take, you know, the senior had have a month until they talk to a doctor. I mean, that's very different than it is here, right? You can get right into a doctor, but guess what? You're going to pay for it. That's for sure, right?
Right.
So it's little differences like that. Though I could definitely see where that could be. I mean, even just, do we save enough money from the time that we are younger to retire? You know, do we need to look at aspects of that as well? You know what I mean? Like, are we on the trajectory of like when our, you know, people are younger to get them to start saving for retirement at a earlier age? You know, things like that.
The savings rate is the biggest thing that I would have brought up. And you did mention that there are other countries, Japan, China, places like that. Their minimum saving rates in the 20s and 30%.
Yeah, right? You don't save.
You know, you got people that we talk about 401k and retirement plans that they have available at work. There's still people in this day and age that either don't know what it is, which is miraculous to begin with, or number two, refuse to put any money in it. You know, these aren't defined pension plans anymore where you work for a company for 40 years, you get a watch, a cake, a rocking chair, and a check shows up, right? It doesn't work anymore.
You need to plan and save, right?
Those are gone. Those cash balance plans are cashed out and they're put into defined contribution plans, meaning that if you contribute, they potentially will contribute, but by systematically putting away that money over time, it's going to compound and grow for you. Now, there is a match associated with it, too.
Yeah.
Amazingly, I sit with people that they don't even put in what the match is.
No.
So, I mean, free money is free money, right? Mm-hmm. You should be using that. There's a whole bunch of other statistics that are out there, which we really find crazy. Here's one for you. Try to pick one of these. What is the top 10 states by average retirement savings?
So adults who do well in their retirement strategies and savings. I'm going to say Florida number one, because there's so many retirees that live down there.
Florida's not even on the list.
Not even in the top 10.
Not even in the top 10.
Oh, it's going to be something random like Rhode Island or something.
How about Connecticut?
Not on the list.
How about Connecticut being number one?
Number one, Connecticut. People who actually live in the state of Connecticut or have worked in the state of Connecticut, $634,000 is their average account balance for retirement savings.
And guess what, New Jersey? You're number two.
Yeah, that's because it's the highest cost of living.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I don't want to give you another statistic, though. Here's another one. Uh-oh. Retirement age adults that are still working by state. What state's number one?
So it's going to be a high tax state. I'm going to say like either California or New York, right, or Illinois. Dang it.
Nope. Good old Garden State.
New Jersey?
New Jersey, number one.
You're going back to highest. Walmart, everybody.
33.8% of the population that is retirement age, meaning 60 and over,
has gone back.
Is still working.
You know what I heard? 33% of the population in New Jersey needs to call Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors.
That's right. 908-844-8337. Give us a call so we don't have to have this issue, everybody.
That's true.
All right. 908-844-8337. Preserving your assets, but most importantly, building retirement income so you don't have to continue working well into your retirement years. Randy said it a couple of weeks ago. Income is the outcome that matters the most in retirement, and they want to help you. 908-844-8337. Okay, this is your last stump speech, okay? I want you to talk to those. All the people that are so emotional about this election, they're letting their, because we treat, you know, politics like sports. We want our sports team to win. But I want you to take your I voted sticker off, and I want you to talk to the people who are so emotional about this, it's clouding their judgment for their retirement. What do you tell that person? Randy first.
Oh, how'd I get number one?
You're number one, baby.
I like to go second. No, okay. I didn't even vote yet. I like to get my sticker on the day of.
Yeah, that's right. I do too.
And I think there should be election day, not election month, week, year, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you can actually start voting in the 2028 election in 2025.
And they're going to count it out until 2033.
3.5 years of early voting.
For most of the country, it wouldn't really matter, right? Because they only vote by color. You know, it's either red or blue. That's it.
Yeah, right.
And they don't take into consideration what someone's saying or doing or what the implications
are. It's sports, man. It's sports.
I love the man on the streets when they basically say, hey, you know, how were you 4 years ago? I was much better off. So who are you voting for? Oh, I'm voting for them. What? What are you talking about, right?
Same people that put this in there. All right, so what would you tell them, Randy?
I would say this. This is my little stump speech. If social issues matter to you, then take to heart whatever you like and whatever's going to make you put your head on your pillow at night and sleep and you know you are. Mm-hmm. Fine. If it has to do with your bottom line and your pocketbook and your taxes and what's going to keep money in your family's, you know, mouth, is going to make you easier to afford things and for a way of life that is pretty expensive right now, right? It's gotten a lot more expensive, and unfortunately, it's going to be sticky for a little while. Mm-hmm. If you want some reprieve, the choice is easy. I mean, it's an extremely, you know, it's an easy situation to come by. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are facts, and facts are facts. Look up the facts, do your research. And what I would say is, because the internet is so broad, research something 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and then you'll figure out if you're actually getting the right information. But you know what? Listen, life's going to go on after the election. We're all going to come together again, hopefully, as the United States and the Americans. And we need to, because if not, this entire country is going to fall apart. And we don't need a revolutionary war or people having animosity towards someone else because they voted in a certain way, right? So, you know what? Good luck to the best of, you know, whatever candidate wins. It is what it is, and we'll get along.
All right, Peggy, talk to those who are a little too emotional about this one, but you are more worried about their money.
This is what I say. Is your everyday life more affordable and secure today? Are we better off 4 years ago? It's just a simple question. But then also too, just remember, when we deal with your money, regardless of whether you're red or blue, we will be non-emotional and we will take care of everything. So give us a call, 908-844-8337.
Randy, Peggy, thank you. Thank you for the education. Thank you for the information, taking the emotions out of retirement planning. You can always get more when you subscribe to the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. For the entire team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey with Randy and Peggy Fisher. Save the date for the next complimentary educational financial seminar from Peggy and Randy Fisher. It's Tuesday, November the 12th at the Clinton House, or Thursday, November the 14th at Spain 92. There's no cost to attend this educational workshop, but seating is limited, so save your spot today. 908-844-8337. Food, drink, and great financial information. 908-844-8337. 8337, or get more information at therealretireesofnewjersey.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.